broadcasting live, or not exactly, not really. Those that have followed the show enough, you know what I mean. But thank you for coming by again this evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to your favorite blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. And boy, did we have some stories this weekend. Oh my goodness. Can't wait to get into this with you on, you and on the show and the podcast with you guys. But first things first, since we are officially still in Father's Day weekend, it's not too late to help Dad get the good night's sleep he deserves for Father's Day. And from here on out, you know, according to the American Sleep Apnea Association, about 50 to 70 million Americans are affected by lack of sleep. And if that's you or if it's Dad, then Blockhead can help by introducing you to Serta Mattress. Serta Mattress has been a pioneer in comfort since 1931 and has introduced the breakthrough iComfort sleep system featuring the latest in gel memory foam technology. Serta Mattress is proud to be the number one mattress manufacturer in the United States today, providing you with the sleep comfort you deserve. Also, discover how you can get 0% APR for up to 60 months or as low as $50 per month for 60 months. Hear that again. As low as $50 a month. And with every mattress set purchase, you also will enjoy a free white glove delivery, a 120-day in-home trial, a 10-year warranty plus free removal of your old mattress. Does it get any easier? Again, be sure to check out the links in my podcast for Serta Mattress to finally begin having the good night's sleep that is well deserved for you and for Dad. And so thank you again, guys, for stopping by the podcast tonight. Starting off with some truth, our scripture of the day is going to be Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Now, somebody who might read this on the surface, really, this is not referring to children in a literal sense. These little ones, really, if you look at the scripture in context, it includes the apostles, it includes the prophets, it includes all righteous men, because they have targets from the world on their back. Just like anybody that has to be on the alert, they are pursuing righteousness, but they are watching over their shoulder at the same time. There's a great song out right now that says, when every day is just another struggle and every choice is just an act of war, you gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Song is worth listening to. Prize worth fighting for. Definitely worth your time. That's one of Blockhead's picks for music. So, if you look at the intro, I talk about a quote there for episode number 96, you'll see it says, no two fights look the same. There is a particular well-known person in MMA that has coined this phrase. And I will save that for the second part of the show. Because no two podcasts look the same on this show as well. Sometimes I just have a story that I want to share. I want to get it out there. Haven't done it in any episodes. And I've been waiting for a long time to be able to just get this story out there for no particular reason except that when you look at the evolving of podcasting that came from side two of the audio recording set, I had a story that I've been wanting to share for years with the podcasting world, so here it is, kaboom. So my old professor, when I went to Lubbock Christian University, there were four gentlemen who really helped to polish and help pave the way for the history teacher that I've always wanted to be. All four of them had their elements, their moving parts, they had their personalities, their chemistry that was a woven tapestry that was very well put together in that university. And one of them told of a story, I think actually it was both of them kind of bounced the ideas off each other for the class, and they mentioned how they were trying to assist a student that was just having a hard time. And when they would take tests in any class. So they went, I think the student went to them ahead of time and said, I want to pass your test. I'm not a good test taker. I can take notes all day. I can come to class. But I'm telling you, with the midterms and the finals, there has to be something else that happens. I guess he had really bad test anxiety. So the professors put their heads together and said, okay, here's what you're going to do. We're going to give you a take-home exam. You're going to record your answers, and you're going to tell us why it's the answer. In other words, you're going to have to take a multiple choice test you're taking home, but you're going to record it, bring it back, and I'm going to listen to this. It was an agreement between the two to be able to get him past the test anxiety and be able to see if we could. I mean, he may have taken the class more than once. Not entirely sure about all the stories. But what matters is the tape recording that was turned in to the professor. There was a morning when one of them shows up and one comes down the office and says, Doctor, and I'm not going to share the names. I'm not going to just, you know, put them out there. But he calls the professor and says, I need you to come listen to this. He's like, okay. He puts his stuff down and he goes in the back room and all you hear, he presses play on the tape recorder and says, just listen and see if you can figure out what in the world is going on. They hit play and all that is said on this side of the audio cassette, all you could hear him say, it's obviously the student on the other end of the microphone, and all you hear him say is, Daddy loves you, over and over again. And sometimes he would change it up, like, Daddy can't wait to see you. And they're looking at it, and they're listening, and they're giving each other these baffled looks. And all the way through, they keep fast-forwarding on into the show, on into the recording, and that's all they hear is, Daddy loves you. Daddy can't wait to come home and spend time with you. And it's just so baffling. But finally, one of them says, hey, take the tape and turn it over onto the other side. And this look of, wow, maybe I should have tried that to begin with. He turns to the other side, and you hear the student say, the answer for number one is C, because fill in the blank. And they're both just dumbfounded. Even though you have officially got your answers, and he has done what has been requested of him, something very odd that you can't place your finger on has happened on the other side of this tape. So finally, after class, when all of the finals are done, he asks him to stay. He asks him to still be there, and he returns the tape to him, and he said, you need to explain to me what in the world you were doing with this other side of the tape. Again, I'm not holding anything against you. There's no judgment here. I'm not begrudging anything. But can you explain what this whole thing about Daddy loves you? And the student is so embarrassed. What had happened is he had used an old tape that was being used in his house. He had a cat that was so misbehaving and so mischievous that whenever he was not home and he wasn't hearing the voice of his owner, then this cat was going crazy. So the student had this brilliant idea to take an entire tape and record his voice over and over again telling the cat that he loves him and he can't wait to come home, so that would give the cat some kind of peace of mind. And finally, the mystery was solved. So again, why I share that for you, it's been a long time coming, and it resonates with me as somebody who just has watched the evolution of the tape recordings. When you turn the tape cassette over and record your own story and you explore things on your own and you listen back to them, now you have the ability to do that in a download in a easy format to tune into. But sometimes you just have to share. We actually did this on Mike and Toria's show, where we talked about where Toria was screeching like a velociraptor into one of the tapes that her brother got. But then this is one where, am I trying to actually outdo
the nightly rant? Of course not. But sometimes if you have other stories that are related to tape recordings, you can always send those in to your favorite blockhead, whether it's through Instagram or Facebook, Messenger, Twitter. You're able to reach out to me, and if there's anything you would like as a guest or as a listener for me to share from your experiences, whether it's podcasting or whether it happens to be side two of tape recordings, if that's a one of those moments from your childhood that you absolutely hold to, and if that happens to be something you want to see shared on the show, then your favorite blockhead will gladly consider that. But I hope you will also consider checking out Curiosity Stream. There's a lot of you on here that are the demographics of ages 25 to 35, and I would strongly suggest you listen to Curiosity Stream to be able to check out your documentaries. It's from the founder of the Discovery Channel. Curiosity Stream is the awarding streaming destination where viewers can journey through our world and beyond with over 2,400 documentaries to choose from and watch for just $2.99 a month. Or if you want to get the annual package of $19.99 per year after you get your 7-day free trial. Satisfy your thirst for knowledge anytime and anywhere with Curiosity Stream, access available worldwide on your television, on your laptop, or on your mobile device on your phone. Also, if you use the link in my podcast, you can learn about the summer promotion where you buy an annual plan and you get a free $10 Amazon gift card. Can that get any better? Be able to spend some money on Amazon, be able to get your documentaries from Curiosity Stream to be able to help my friends out over there, and to continue to support your favorite blockhead, the podcast. So guys, as I mentioned earlier about how two podcasts just are not the same, well, there is a well-known coin phrase that not everybody knows about, and your favorite blockhead is going to help you out tonight, about no two fights are the same. You can find that quote in the title. It actually comes straight from a book. The actual words verbatim are, "There are no guarantees in MMA except no two fights are exactly the same." If you want to know who originally said that, I'm going to help you. It's Big John McCarthy. In his book, where he shows where everything from UFC 1 on into current day on what the rules have been set in place for this sport, he walks you through about what a referee should be looking for, where a lot of the different calls have come in thanks to him, why he will be so solidified as the number one referee of MMA probably of all time. And now it's kind of refreshing to see him doing some of the in-cage interviews at Bellator 222 where he can branch out a little bit. But I would hope that he is coaching up these referees as well, like Mike Beltran and everybody else in between. But again, there's a second quote that really gets me, because before we even get to the main event, I've got to start with the preliminary card. Got to look back over how Aaron Pico was a prediction of mine, or a quote assumption. Let's not kid ourselves. I got behind the hype train of Aaron Pico, but I made a mistake by not looking at his opponent Adam Borix's undefeated streak. Made a similar mistake with Michael Venom Page when I definitely went along with the undefeated streak versus how he dropped his hands and allowed Douglas Lima into that danger zone. So if you look here, Adam Pico being so young at 22 years old and being a phenomenal wrestler and getting a very promising start in MMA and being able to go back, Madison Square Garden has become to him like what the Super Bowl is for the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry, he just can't perform on the big one. But again, if you look at it, there's only one story being told for the Adam Borix and Adam Pico fight in the prelims. All we see is the flying knee that dropped Aaron Pico. But really, only that is the falling action of the fight. If we look at the entire narrative, the exposition starts with how Aaron Pico is doing everything right. He is going to his wrestling. He is keeping it on the ground, and he is frustrating Borix. The rising action is got to be the two huge takedowns in the first round, right in the middle of the cage. These are things that are getting easily overlooked unless you follow the fight. The climax is not even the flying knee in Blockhead's opinion. The climax is to see Adam Borix recover the way he did and bring it back to a standing ground game. And now we look at ourselves going, oh my gosh, we got a fight here. Then we got the falling action of the knee. Thus, the referee having to do something that has been referred to too often and seems to be a missing element too often in MMA. If people ask what Big John McCarthy is watching for when he's watching the fight, he's not watching the swinging of the hands. He's not watching the kicks. He's not watching the cover-up. He's not watching the submission attempts or the taps. More often, what he's doing, he is looking at their eyes. And when Aaron Pico takes this knee from Adam Borix, you have to believe that the referee that's in action is watching his eyes, because as he starts to bounce his head off the canvas from the angle that we get as fans, it's like, okay, that's enough. We're calling this off. And, of course, the conclusion is that Borix is undefeated and Aaron Pico now has a 4-3 record. So when I look at that, I have to just give where I stand about Aaron Pico. And, again, when I look at it, I say often, 3 times out of 5, I'm going to get them wrong. When it comes to the 3, that applies to every one of the top 3 cards in the main event. I predicted that Dylan Danis was going to pull it out. I was right. I predicted, whether I wanted to admit it or not, whether I wanted to embrace it or not, I predicted, I assumed, just by watching the training camps, that Lyoto Machida was going to win against Chael Sonnen. There was a time I listened to a radio talk show named Neil Bortz. He mentioned in 2012, he thought that he might have been the only not left-wing, nationally syndicated radio talk show host who was telling everybody that Barack Obama was going to win re-election. He didn't want to be right, but he was right. And it was the saddest I told you so that Neil Bortz had to mention on the air, being a red-blooded Republican, or really more of a libertarian. But nonetheless, if we look at it, he did not want to see Obama be re-elected. And he said, I hate to say I told you so. I don't have a problem with Lyoto Machida. In fact, I have to put the brakes on right here and mention that Lyoto Machida has ended the career of 3 fighters who I have always enjoyed watching. I did not handle well back when Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell fought. I did not handle Randy losing to Chuck well. I especially didn't handle Brock Lesnar dropping Randy well at all. There was actually some peace of mind when Lyoto Machida ended his career. Why? Because he allowed Randy to have the dignity and the respect that he deserved. He honors his opponents. He honored Vitor Belfort and put his health ahead of his victory that night in UFC. He gave Chael Sonnen the chance to tip his hat and ride off into the sunset and be able to have, even though you have fans that are thinking, Shane, come back, Shane. We love you, Shane. Thank you for those of you who actually get that reference. But it is given a chance for Chael to leave with his head held high. And Lyoto Machida did it once again. 2 guys from Team Quest. But nonetheless, I have every bit of peace of mind knowing that the man that ended Chael's career was Lyoto the Dragon Machida. And then we look at the main event. I predicted Rory McDonald would go to a decision. And I was right. And this is not to pump my heels. This is just going back to my reference of 3 times out of 5, I'm going to get them right.
Now, to have a little bit of fun, to be able to do a full swerve here, and to do a little bit of change-up on the mound, I got to talk about a particular fight that has only been talked about in the world of Twitter, which would be Kamaru Usman, the welterweight champion of the UFC, saying what he wanted about Colby Covington. Oh my goodness, can we put the pen to paper and can we make this fight a reality? Your favorite blockhead would love to see Kamaru Usman and Colby Covington go at it in November or maybe a little bit after that when they can finally get this a solid fight onto the appropriate card. Would love to see Usman and Covington go at it. And yes, if you look at my blog page, if you look at the nickname that I am giving Colby Covington, I've got a new one for you. I'm going to give him an easy gimmick that he can run with. He may not understand it. I guarantee you he won't understand it. I give him the gimmick of Copper Top. If you have followed The Matrix at any time in your life, you know of the reference of how humans become a battery for The Matrix. And everything about Colby is a negative voltage. Everything about his spontaneity and how spontaneous he is applies to a negative voltage coming out of this battery. Guess what? Colby, you are the equivalent of a negative voltage battery in the matrix that is the MMA world. You rub people the wrong way, and anybody that wants to see someone who can finally shut you down and turn the voltage off and wipe off that nasty combustion on the terminals, it would be Kamaru Usman. Absolutely look forward to seeing that fight. If we can make that a reality, please, Dana White, please listen to this podcast and please consider allowing this to become a reality. And as I talk about reality, the reality is if you want to get the best MMA training gear on the market today, then you should check out my friends over at Century Martial Arts. Gain a competitive advantage and advance yourself as a martial artist by choosing the best training gear from Century Martial Arts. Whether you're a black belt instructor, a school owner, a new student, or just a fitness enthusiast who wants to try out their luck in the martial arts, Century has what you need to get the most out of your training. Consider getting the Muay Thai pads. Consider getting the Century Torrent or the Wavemaster. I get you some gloves. And when you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code SAVE10 to get 10% off of your purchase from Century Martial Arts. SAVE10. Consider getting Dad some gloves to glove up with after a long day from Century Martial Arts. And guys, I leave that to you. Thank you once again for coming by. This has been your favorite blockhead. We will see you guys the next time around. Same blockhead time, same blockhead channel. And Daddy loves you, and he can't wait for you to come home. We see him when he gets home. Daddy loves you.